track four, and the first of the stories coming from the Newton Abbott end of the district, is about Queen Street. "Let's get on and get it done," councillors in Teignbridge said this week, as they agreed more changes to decision-making in order to speed up delivery of a £9 million project to transform Newton Abbott's High Street. Dogged by delays after the government awarded cash from its future High Street Fund 4 years ago, Teignbridge District Council has decided it will delegate decisions to officers, but that the executive committee will keep overall control. Liberal Democrat council leader Martin Wrigley proposed that delegated authority to be given to the head of place and commercial services so that they can make decisions, provided they have obtained approval from an executive member and that all decisions are reported to the executive. Councillor Wrigley, who had previously put forward a motion for the executive to make all decisions alone, said progress on the Market Hall regeneration and the cinema had been disappointingly slow. It was likely that changes to these projects might be required because of inflation and economic changes since 2019 and delays since last November. The cinema has yet to obtain planning permission after nearly 4 years of the project. The council is concerned that the projects are progressing without detailed oversight. Councillors were told this week that the whole scheme could be in jeopardy if decisions were made solely at executive committee meetings. They also heard that there was now some flexibility in how the money could be spent after Michael Gove, Secretary of State for Levelling Up Housing and Communities, announced that changes of up to 30% could be approved locally. Councillor Richard Dawes said the new flexibility was welcome. "I think we now need to grasp the nettle, reform the cinema application size and scale. Let's take this forward with a transformational plan which is in the community interest of the district. The Queen Street development can move ahead, but it does not have the support of the retailers, and we need to address that if there's to be a lively town centre." Councillor Jackie Hook said plans to change Queen Street went through 3 stages of public consultation. "The last one was close, but ultimately the residents of our town and district support that, and they will be the people spending the money in Queen Street, and that's what we have to remember." There's some follow-up to that, but I'll bring you that on the next round.
Simon set sail on ocean adventure. Care home owner Simon Spiller is sailing in one of the sport's most challenging races in what he admits is something of a midlife crisis. The Clipper Round the World race has been described as one of the biggest challenges of the natural world and an endurance test like no other. Simon, who runs the Croft residential home in College Road, Newton Abbott, will be at sea for 2 months, sailing 7,250 miles from Portsmouth to Puerto Sherry in Spain, then on to Punta del Este in Uruguay, South America. Sailing with 21 other crew, he will endure 15-metre swells, the Atlantic trade winds, and crossing the equator aboard a boat that he admits is devoid of all creature comforts. "Hygiene will be a challenge in such a confined space," he said, "and it's quite intimate. We will only have fresh food for the first 3 or 4 days, then it will be tinned and dried stuff. Some people say the race is a very expensive way to lose weight," he joked. The yacht is so small that the crew sleeps in shifts, sharing bunk beds with mattresses less than 4 centimetres thick. Simon is sailing with the Bekazila Community Foundation, known as the BCF team. Bekazila, in South African dialect, means patience, perseverance, resilience, and endurance, and the work of BCF fosters the spirit of Bekazila by creating opportunities for youth in rural and underrepresented parts of South Africa. The BCF team is raising funds for UNICEF and hopes to collect £30,000. The Clipper Round the World race was the brainchild of Sir Robin Knox Johnston, the first person to sail solo non-stop around the world. The first Clipper race took place in 1996 And since then, some 6,000 race crew from all walks of life and more than 60 nations have trained and raced. The Clipper is the only race in the world where the organisers supply a fleet of identical racing yachts, each with a fully qualified skipper and first mate to safely guide the crew. Crew complete 4 levels of intense ocean training before they compete. Simon sets sail on September the 3rd. His wife Caroline and daughter Emily will be there to see him off. His training for the race included sailing in the English Channel when a storm hit. It was the first gale of the season with 60 knot winds. A lot of us were seasick, said Simon. Caroline knows I need to do something like this. I used to work in London in a corporate high-pressure job, and sometimes I do miss the buzz. I've been wanting to engage with a sense of adventure. And if you wish, you can support Simon on the Just Giving page.
Firefighters out and about in the community they serve. As part of their legal responsibilities as firefighters, Dawlish's crew must have knowledge of the local area. Recently, the crew were invited to the newly constructed premises at Hope Church, Dawlish, to understand the layout, gain knowledge, and familiarise themselves with the construction. The purpose of the risk visit was twofold: for the team to become accustomed with the layout and technical element of the building, so that in the event of any incident, they have as much advanced knowledge as possible, and second, to make suggestions to help prevent any incidents happening in the first place. A spokesman for Dawlish Fire Station said, "The team love working with our local community and are delighted to keep in touch with any other new developments going on locally."
Well, the Executive Committee of Team British Council met last week to talk about the Queen Street development. And after the meeting, Councillor Janet Bradford said people of the town were not being listened to. She said councillors who say there were consultations and that the last one was close are just foisting their own opinions on businesses and residents who really don't want this scheme. How much louder must they shout? Over 70% said they didn't want it. Are they going to be compensated when their businesses are no longer viable because shoppers go out of town to the stores there? Once again, the people of Newton Abbot are not being listened to. Town Councillor Mike Joyce said, "I must challenge a statement made by Councillor Jackie Hook that the last public consultation on proposed changes to parking and traffic movement in Queen Street delivered a close result. The results published on the Devon County Council website clearly state that 51% of the public and 74% of businesses who submitted responses disagreed with the proposed changes on street parking. In anyone's language, this is a straight no to a scheme likely to further jeopardise the recovery of a town centre already coping with a cost of living crisis and knock-on effects of the pandemic and societal shift towards online shopping. I call on those in charge of the purse strings to halt this madness now and to stop portraying an inaccurate picture of the results contained within a dodgy dossier consultation."
Singer set for new season. Sheldon Singers begin rehearsals for the 2023-24 season on Thursday, September the 14th. Under musical director Tim Crompton, the autumn session includes Vivaldi's Gloria and works by Rachmaninoff and James Macmillan. Sheldon Singers are a friendly, non-auditioned choir, singing a wide range of classical music. They give 2 concerts a year, May and December. New singers are made very welcome at any time. 2 taster sessions are offered to anyone wishing to try out singing with the choir. The singers' most recent concert was a very successful performance of Handel's Messiah. Retiring collections at their concerts last year raised over £1,000 for 2 local charities, the Helen Foundation and Devon Air Ambulance. Rehearsals are on Thursday evenings in St Peter's Church, Sheldon. If you'd like to know more, www.sheldonsingers.co.uk or email sheldonsingers@gmail.com.